Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could.
Stay in the left.
Bells at Lion.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Vancouver's Karen Lee Batten sings with honesty and emotion. She can also kick it up into high gear on stage. She's a born entertainer. Her debut CD, Every Moment, was produced by Tom McKillop and featured Hearts on the Run, the radio single and CMT video. She's making her third appearance on the show and will be debuting her brand new single with us called Between Goodbye and Gone. You're going to love that song. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Karen Lee Batten. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. How was your Christmas and New Year's?
It was great. Great holidays and good time with family and a few good gifts as well.
Perfect. Perfect. Got everything in your stocking that you hoped for? Santa was good?
Pretty much, yep. No complaints.
That's good. Yeah, no, mine was great. I definitely got spoiled. I definitely got spoiled.
That's always good. At least once a year we need to get spoiled.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get so shy when it comes to stuff like that, so it's kind of like, oh, you got to be kidding, and this, and then that, oh my word. So I don't know what I did right this year, I have no idea. I didn't know that I was a good girl, but I guess I was.
There you go, you surprised yourself.
That's right.
So you've got some great new music, and I've heard the single already, which you're debuting, which is awesome, here on the show, and I was able to hear it, and it sounds terrific, so we're going to get to that in a bit, but maybe talk about the new project you've got on the go.
Well, I'm just in the middle of kind of in and out of the recording studio, which is probably one of my absolute favorite parts about the industry is getting into the recording studio and kind of just being in that creative process. And I think it's kind of neat because you kind of see where you've come from with your last project, and you know there's always growth and learning in between that time of getting in and doing your next project. You've had multiple different performance dates and so on, and a lot of practice in your vocals that I really love kind of getting back into studio and kind of challenging yourself and seeing where you're at now, and so it's just kind of been. Whenever I've got time, I kind of get in there and get the next part of the album done and, you know, find the next song or write the next song. And that's kind of the process I'm in right now. I don't have them all in my hands yet. And I'm sure there's going to be a little more creative process, you know, from my hand and from my head, you know, getting down on paper and getting in and recording that. But it's just kind of a really exciting piece by piece. Puzzle to put together the project, and I'm really, really excited about it. And I'm so excited about this song too.
Oh, it's an amazing song! I can't wait to share it.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Awesome! I'm so glad.
It's a great song. As I was listening to it, I was drawn into the story, and then the part at the end where it kind of a bit of not necessarily a twist, but a little more information to the song kind of throws a great thing into it. I was going to ask on the CD, is there anything you're setting out, Karen, to do differently this time with it? Is there maybe something you want to add to the CD that you didn't on your first one?
I think like anything, I think you just kind of, you kind of just push yourself to that next level. You know, I know different capabilities that I didn't know before. And I really think that's like any industry, you know, if you're in it long enough, whether you're an artist, a painter, whether you're in the business market, whatever it is, I think that as you give yourself more and more time within an industry, you know, it's kind of like the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. Like,
right.
I think there's just a growing process that's an ongoing growth that now I'm really enjoying using some of those things that I've definitely learned since the last time. And when I did my first project, I thought, oh my goodness, this is, I'm going to give this my all, and it's the best that I can do. And I really feel like I, you know, really worked hard at trying to make sure that that was what I succeeded at delivering in the first project. And now that I'm at the second project, you kind of look back at your first project and you go, oh my goodness, wow. Okay, that was then, but I am way over here now,
you
know.
And
it's not like I mean that I've stepped up, you know, like yards and yards, but you definitely kind of go, okay, I wouldn't have done it quite like that then, but then it worked, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
And I'm I think now within time of either being in the industry or just you know, going through another couple of years of life,
mm-hmm.
You definitely have different experiences to talk about and different areas where your emotions will come from. And I am excited to deliver those emotions. I think it's wonderful to have a source to release those types of emotions, you know?
Oh, for sure. A lot of us have to keep it inside as if we're not a songwriter or an artist.
Both.
So it's a way to get out. And I think, and something I was going to bring up later on, but can talk about it now, about music being therapeutic. And I think, obviously, for you, the artist, you can release it, but the listener is getting a therapeutic experience as well.
100%. Absolutely. And I think there's so many different things that doesn't have to be just with what I do for a living, but, you know, whether people draw or whether people dance or, you know, whatever that venue is that they, you know, can express that emotion and get it out. It's so important to, I think, do that. And for me, this is very, very cheesy, but, you know, I have to go there. I'm so thankful and blessed that I have that avenue to be able to express. And I know I go through different motivative periods within my week or my month or whatever, and sometimes I don't feel like writing at all, and I just, you know, close the book and put the pencil down and kind of go, forget it, I don't want to do this, I don't want to write, no way. And I think it's important to be in it when you feel like you want to be in it, and it's nice that it's not a forced thing, and there are days when I just can't get the book fast enough, you know, and
sure.
And have so much going on. I've definitely had it numerous times, and I'm sure anybody who writes has had this, where they just kind of wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh my goodness, there's a song.
Yep,
you know, and I've jumped out of bed and written a whole song in the middle of the night before, you know, and it's just, I think it's awesome to be able, and for anybody who, whether you're a writer, whether you're not, whether you're in the music industry or you're not, I think that just getting a pen and paper and just getting your thoughts down on, you know, paper, whether you choose to rip them up later and throw
sure.
them out, or you choose to hold on to them and have that diary under your bed or hidden in some box somewhere. I mean, whatever.
Yep. Once it's put down on paper, it's kind of released from us.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, a really great and healthy process, I think, you know, and I think it's also great to be able to look back at that once you've kind of gotten over or through, or, you know, maybe it's a happy thing, you know, it can be whatever,
sure.
But to look back and go, oh man, look at that last, you know, year. I found it kind of interesting for me this year that I moved about 7 months ago, and through
right.
the move, I just, you know, I'm a pack rat. I just am. I mean, it looks organized, but I really keep a lot of stuff. I've very much learned that about myself. And so I spent one day on the floor, you know, with all these boxes and books around me and, you know, taking out all this stuff from when I was in university. And, you know, I went to school in Ontario and came back, and, you know, all these, I'm really terrible for finishing things. So I'll start on a book, you know, I'll have a blank book and I'll write in the first three pages, and then,
right.
and that book will be, you know, in some box. So it's like, it's funny how these different books of timeline kind of popped up, and I just sat there on my floor and just laughed and went, oh my word, that felt like the biggest thing in my life at that moment,
yeah.
you know? And then you look back and go, that was nothing.
That's so funny. That's a good reason for saving stuff from the past.
Absolutely.
I'm similar. I've got a ton of stuff, which I've sort of weeded through a bit, but going through old homework, as you're talking about, in different writings and boxes. And
mm-hmm.
But the good side of that is, yeah, you can kind of look back and see where you were at, and you can see how far you've come.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to convince my mom, that this is a good thing that I'm a pack rat, you know?
Right.
I can look back and grow from it. Come on, Ma. You know?
But you're not a candidate for the show Hoarders, right? You're not quite there. You're a few steps away from that.
Not Not quite. Right. I bagged up a lot of clothes in the past few months, so I kind of, you know, I just skimmed by being on that show.
I think there are some people who can naturally get rid of maybe everything in their life. And I had this conversation the other night, how much stuff from your past should you keep as far as memorabilia? And some people, I guess, let go of it. And other people, you know, want to hold on to that bowling trophy or that picture from whatever time.
That's me.
That's you, right?
That's me. I think I even have the ribbons from my, like, track races when I was in elementary school. I'm not kidding.
Right.
They're all packaged up. It's not like they're hanging around, you know, on my walls or anything, but
sure.
That's me, and my mother is completely opposite. She can get rid of anything and everything, and it's like she'll find the best sweater or pair of jeans in a store, and they're, you know, whether it's Winners or wherever it is, and they're on for $9, and she'll look at me and go, but I don't need them, and I'm going, but they're $9. And she said, I don't want them, and I go,
funny.
Okay, fine. It's hilarious.
That is. Well, let's turn to the music now, Karen, and the single we were talking about that we're excited about, Between Goodbye and Gone. Maybe you can let us know who the writers on that are and just a bit about why you chose the song.
I absolutely love that song. It was, you know, it was actually a really kind of cool process how I was able to get it. I had gone down to Nashville, and really I was just kind of doing what a lot of people have done and kind of just going down there and seeing what the market looked like down there, seeing if there was any, you know, doors opened for me or that I could open through different contacts that I had. And kind of, I think a lot of artists kind of feel like, should I move down there or should I not move down there? And, you know, you kind of go through that back and forth. So I kind of went down there thinking maybe this is for me. Maybe I should do this. And I kind of went down there and I had a great time. I didn't have a whole bunch of meetings already lined up, but yet when you get in there, the meetings start coming, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so I met with a whole bunch of different people and ended up meeting some people within Midas Records. And then I went in there one day and I said, do you by any chance have any songs that you think might be suitable for me and so on? And at that point in time, the market was really changing down there, and there was a lot of people having to shut their doors on Music Row. And I know that it seems like now things are looking a little bit better as every day goes on, and which I'm so thankful for them, because it was very sad watching them go through that process. And it seemed like it was a roller coaster, that it just absolutely, you know, everything just kind of fell on them at once, and then you'd see this little glimpse of light, and then it felt like it just kind of all slammed to a close, and their doors were closing just left, right, and center. And so when I went in there, the gentleman who I was talking to actually said, well, it's funny because I haven't actually done they call them pitch meetings, where you pitch people different songs that other people have written. So he goes, I actually haven't pitched anybody songs in a while, because we've been so concerned about trying to get everything else going that we haven't really, you know, kind of sat down with a lot of different artists. He goes, so I bet you I got a ton of stuff. And I went, well, maybe I hit the jackpot, you know.
Nice.
You never know.
Yep.
No, but it was really cool, and it was cool timing. I'm sure that it was hard for them, and I really give them kudos, because they haven't I think they've kind of all kept together like a little knit family, and they've kind of carried each other. And now through that support, they're able to kind of reopen some of the doors, which is great. But I sat there in a room and listened to about 30 different songs. And to be honest with you, this song, when I first started hearing it, I got about halfway through the first verse, and I could feel my emotion coming into my throat and into my eyes. And I'm not one of those people, or I don't do it very well, and I'm learning to do it a little bit better, but I haven't really done it very well, really expressing my emotion. And I'm very much a business person, and I kind of always try and go through life and very businessy, and you know, get this done, and okay, and that you're at the end of the day, and now you go home and you make dinner and you go to bed and you get, you know. And
right.
I've been really trying to open up to people around me who, and I know I have a lot of people around me who are just, they have such caring hearts. And through this past year, I've definitely had to call on a lot of those people. And so when I was sitting, in that room, I just felt these words hitting me, and I'm going, oh my word, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry in front of this guy that I don't really know all that well, and I can't do this. I'm not this type of person. I just want to go, you know, out the front door, and that never happened, you know. And I looked at him, and I just said, you know what, I need to just kind of, can we go on to the next song? And he kind of looked up at me and went, oh, sure, yeah, let's go to the next song. And at the end, I said to him, I said, you know that song that made me lose it? And he goes, yeah. And I said, can you just put that on the pitch disc as well? And I'm just going to listen to that later. I listened to that song 3 times before I could get to the end of that song. I turned it off, you know, 2 or 3 times just because of where the motion was. And when I got to the end of that song, like you had said earlier, and I realized there was a twist to the end,
right.
I thought to myself, oh, my word, I can't believe it's taken me this long to get to this part of the song because
right.
Now I'm in love with it. Not that I wasn't before, but I'm so glad that it gripped me emotionally, and
yes.
I hope that that's kind of what it does. Whether anybody has gone through this process or not in their own life, and they'll understand what I mean when you listen to it, it's an emotion, you know, and it's something that I've had to learn, not to be too way out there, but I've had to learn and go through myself now, and the fact that it ended as it did, and I'll maybe talk a little bit more about it after people have heard it.
Sure.
It was just such a breath of fresh air, and I love being able to. It's one of my absolute favorite songs to perform now, and I just absolutely love it. And this is it's the next part of my life. It's the next part of my journey. And as you said, you know, are things different than they are now? And what are you bringing to the table now? This.
Mm-hmm.
And when people hear it, this is what I'm bringing to the table now. It's a whole new emotion within myself that I'm able to deliver, and it's a part of who I am. And I'm so thankful to the people who carried me to be able to get to the point of feeling safe enough to express this emotion now and go, you know what? Hey, this is me. So
wow,
there's nothing
awesome.
I can do about it, you know?
That is terrific. And so I believe the writers are Keith Fallis, Sam Tate, and Annie Tate?
Yeah, Keith Falsay, Sam Tate, and
okay.
Annie Tate. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So let's share that now, and we'll come back and talk about it and lots more.
Awesome.
This,
so excited.
Awesome. This is Karen Lee Badden and her brand new single we are debuting here. Get ready for this. This is Between Goodbye and Gone here on In the Country.
She tiptoes down the stairway. Piece by piece, she packs up her whole life. Word by word, she writes a goodbye letter and leaves her wedding ring for him to find. And 1,000 thoughts run through her mind, like snapshots of the better times. Somehow she never realized how far it was between goodbye and gone. Bringing home a new used car, a Christmas tree with a tinfoil star, and gone. The road that leads to a million memories long between goodbye. Tries to stop the teardrops. Beat by beat, she listens to her heart. Inch by inch, she backs up to the front door. She can't believe it's really gone this far. 'Cause it was just 3 years before he carried her through this same door. How did that almost perfect life end up here between goodbye and gone? The night she dropped the birthday cake, crazy love they used to make, and gone. The road that leads a million memories long between goodbye and gone.
That is the debut of the brand new single from Karen Lee Batten. The song is called Between Goodbye and Gone. And Karen, I can hear the emotion in your voice as you're singing it, and beautiful singing too. The way you're just hitting those notes is amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for playing it too. That's awesome. It was excuse my term, but it's a trip to hear your song for the first time. It just is.
Yeah, Beth.
It's a pretty crazy feeling, and I'm very happy that you and I were able to do that together. That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'm really happy too. I appreciate that, and a very meaningful song. Now, with this project and this song and all the other ones, who's your producer this time around?
I'm actually working with David Wills and Paul Shadow. So
okay.
they worked with the Higgins as well.
Oh, nice.
They did all the Higgins stuff, and yep. David manages the Higgins as well. And they're a couple of, I can't even say enough about them guys. Like, they're just unbelievable, everything from their personality and their love for music and their love for their artist and how much they put into their music. And
makes a difference when you're in the studio. The other artists I've talked to on the show, we'll talk about the producers sometimes, and that can really make a big difference in how your performance is.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. What they can bring out of you, I have definitely, I owe a lot to, you know, to Tom and to David and Paul, for just pushing me, because a lot of times you get in there and you start singing and you think you're doing your best, and you are, you know, as far as you know, and
right.
then you have that producer that'll go, okay, Carrie, you know what, I need you to push a little bit harder, I need you to get up here, or for instance in this song I was able to, and I'm so glad that they had asked me to do this, but was able to do the harmonies. So I did all the vocals that you hear are my own vocals.
Oh, nice.
And so I did the harmonies above my own voice. And honestly, to be completely honest with you, I thought, I'm not going to be able to get up there. Like, some of those notes are really, really high. And I,
yeah.
you know, I mean, and I can just imagine backup vocalists. I mean, when they go into studio and they have to go in and just be the voice above any artist, and then try and sound somewhat like and do the different little, you know, we call them trills and ad-libs and different effects that an artist will do with their voice. And, you know, I mean, I'm doing it on my own voice and I'm still finding it hard and I even know where I went, you know, and I love singing harmonies, but some of those, you know, really, really high parts, David's going, come on, Care, I know you can do this one more time. And we actually stayed in studio, I believe we started at around 10 o'clock in the morning. We didn't leave studio till 5 a.m.,
Oh, wow.
And we did this whole song and all the vocals in one shot in one day, and then they sent and the instruments, and then they sent the song out to a couple other players in Nashville and so on that did some of the other instruments and special instruments
sure.
on it. But I mean, to get through that all in one day and still be laughing and giggling and, you know, slapping hands at the end of the day, and I think we even had wine or something at like 5 in the morning when it was all done. Stefano Barbaris actually is one of my really good buddies, and he's a video producer, and he was in there with me, and we were all just having a great time. And you know, just, it's just good people, and that's what really, I feel like, just kind of gives you that strength. And that I always, whenever anybody goes, what are you doing now, and I go well, we're releasing the next single, and people go, well, who's we? And I go, well, it's not just me. Like, by no means is it me. It's not just me. You know, there's so many people involved to get you to that point of really pushing to get that, you know, perfect sound out. And what I like is that they still like it raw. It doesn't have to sound absolutely 100% perfect for it to be, you know, a good tune. And David and Paul are just unbelievable with their finished product. I definitely would never have, you know, gotten a single to sound like it does without the two of them, and just their support and pushing me to that next level that I didn't know I had in me, you know?
Well, it sounds terrific. Now, the other songs on the CD, or you're mentioning one of them, co-written with Marley Scott, and we were talking about this before the show. She was a guest on recently. So that is going to be on the CD?
Yeah, Marley Scott and Jason Blaine co-wrote a song called Life Worth Living, and I'm going to be cutting that on the album as well. I've worked on it now a bit. I have to go back into the studio, I think, one more time to get it all done, and And that'll be on there too. But I kind of giggled when I opened up the screen and looked at the website today and saw that you had just interviewed her. She is just an absolute sweetheart. I love her. And her sense of humor is hysterical. And her and I try and get together whenever I get down there and have a few laughs and a glass of wine and that sort of thing. I think last time we hit up the Cheesecake Factory or something like that. And just we hooted it up down there in Nashville. That's She's a good funny. Kid. I love her.
Well, yeah, it's great with this show, the connections. You mentioned Marley Scott, and Tim Taylor's name has come up with a few different artists. And Tim, of course, a great Canadian songwriter now in Nashville, continuing to crank out the hits. And you've worked with him on occasion.
I have, yeah. I think Marley's worked with him, and I've worked with him. I know there's a few people that I think you've interviewed that have written songs with him. Yeah, I think I've now written, I don't even know how many tunes with Tim now. But he's he's excellent. Have you ever interviewed Tim? Do you interview writers as well as artists, or is it just mainly?
Yeah, definitely. Up till now, they've been singer-songwriters, but definitely a songwriter. And Tim, of course, sings as well. So he would definitely be somebody that I would feature on the show for sure.
He's a great guy. I know we're in the middle of the interview, but
let's talk about Tim for a while.
No, he's a great guy, and he's got a lot of really cool stories, and I really, really respect him greatly. And you know what? So does everybody else. And that, I think that really says a lot about somebody, too. Anybody you talk to, if Tim's name gets mentioned, they go, oh, Tim, I love Tim. You know, I mean, he's just one of those really, really great souls, and he's got a beautiful family, and he just opens his doors to us coming down and writing with him, and he's just a really, really genuine person. And yeah, I think it would be great to get him on. I would love to listen to him and you.
That's a great suggestion because he did, as I was mentioning before, he emailed me to say he had listened to the interview with Marley Scott, and his name's come up several times. He was really encouraging and very nice and talked about lining up some guests for me. But, yeah, to have him on himself is a wonderful idea. I'll get working on that. And with him, yeah, thanks. With him,
trying to get you
more
work here, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I'll be busy all next week at this point. Yeah. Well, what I find amazing with writers like that, we were talking about this briefly, being inspired to write and sort of waiting until the inspiration comes, but guys like Tim who are writing all the time with different people, they've got to bring their game on, have their game on, like continuously. So it's incredible to me how somebody has that flow of ideas in them, sort of a never-ending
well,
if you will.
Yeah, you're right. What I love about Tim is him and I will get together, and I don't know if this is how he writes with every artist. And I honestly think it's just different depending on who you're writing with. For me, it definitely is. You know, lots of times I'll start with a song title. I'll be driving along and something will pop in my head. And I wouldn't even think in BC to pick up my phone and text or phone right now because we get fined as of February 1st. But, but you know, if something pops in your head, I pick up my phone and I'll kind of log it into my phone as a song title, or I'll use phone and kind of go, hey, I've got this idea. You know, what do you think of this? And with Tim, he's a very, very great listener. And him and I will kind of either start with a song title or we'll just kind of come up with an idea. And then we'll kind of sit in silence for a bit. And we'll start writing. And sometimes a song comes like that, you know, and comes within a half an hour and you're done and walking out the door. And Tim's great because what he does is at his place, he's got a little, you know, recording area, a little microphone. And by the time you're out of his house, you've actually got a copy. It's just a really, you know, really, really rough mix. It's kind of like the GarageBand thing, except for the fact that you're really singing into a mic. And by the time you've left there, you've actually got a, you know, some sort of a hard copy of what you've done. And sometimes you walk away and you go, I need to think about this one. And I'll go back to my hotel room or what have you, and I'll just kind of sit down and, you know, it comes to you, you know, over a little bit more time, depending on what the topic is and where, how far we've gone with it.
Sure.
And Tim's just, he's great because the song, we always get them done. And, you know, everything I've done with him so far, I've really loved, and I can't wait to cut one of the songs that we have together too. But he's in it for the right reasons, and his heart is in it for the right reasons, and he's constantly pursuing different people to write with, and people are pursuing him left, right, and center because I think his name is really, really getting out there.
That's a great position to be in. For
yeah,
sure.
Rightfully yeah. So. You know, he's one of those people that have come out of Canada and really made it work down there. You know. And that's awesome.
When you're in those co-writing sessions with Tim or with any other writer, Karen, is there something you do or can do when, say, the two of you, an idea just isn't showing up that day and you're sort of staring at blank pages or a blank screen? Is there a tip or a secret that you have to sort of get something coming out?
Yeah, there's two things. You go for lunch or you go to the bathroom. It's so funny. You know what I think it is, honestly, is just switching up your atmosphere sometimes really works. A lot of times in the very beginning, especially when I was kind of doing the writing on my own thing, right. You'd sit there and you kind of, you know, you beat yourself up over it when it just doesn't come as easily as it might have come at another point. And I think... Yeah, I think we all have to remember that it's a creative thing. So if it doesn't come that easily, maybe it's kind of yourself telling yourself that you're not ready for it to come that easily on that topic yet. And, you know, that could be one thing. And the second thing could just be you're just kind of mind blank. So you need to get up. And a lot of times when you get up and you start wandering around, even if it's a room or I'm not kidding you, going to the washroom seriously works. It's like you sit down there and you've got this tune going through your head that you just wrote and all of a sudden you go, oh, huh, look at that. Yeah, it just came, and Tim's funny for that, too. We've laughed about that a few times, that all of a sudden we'll come back from a little break like that, and Boom, you've got an idea. Or just getting out and going for lunch and coming back, and all of a sudden you've kind of been out in the world, and you've seen a few more things, and you've had more conversations. I think what's great about writing is it is a conversation. A lot of times when you see, especially in country music, you can see how the song would have been written because you've got two people that are just looking at each other or three people or whomever, and you're having a bit of a conversation, and then they go, oh, my word, yeah, he'll see that line. That's great. And a lot of times the story works like that where it is just, you know, Tim will look at me and go, so last year, what were you doing at Christmas? Or what were you, you know, what did your birthday look like? Or, you know, have you ever gone through this before? What was that like? You know, like what I was going to kind of say about the song is that my parents separated when I was younger as well. And a lot of that emotion came from what I have gone through in my own life personally, as well as, you know, being a child and having your parents go through, you know, a split up and so on. And then at the end of that song, there's that twist in regards to that it doesn't always have to be that way, and that she might have had those second thoughts and then kind of turned around and realized that she wanted to make this work. And you just don't see that all that often anymore. It seems like the ratio is, you know, there's more people split up than together, and it just, you know, is the way things look like right now. And Tim will kind of look at me at some point and go, so what was that like as a child to go through something like that? And there's tons of us that have now, you know, experienced that. And you just start talking and you kind of go back and forth and, you know, and things flow and things just kind of come out of life experience. But I really think that when you get into that kind of a mind block, like anything else, you'll see people doing their, you know, exams or papers or whatever in Starbucks. I think people just get tired of sitting at home and they need a new app. And you got to get up and go and move somewhere else and just feel like you're, you know, having some fresh air or whatever the case may be. And just go to the washroom a couple times. You know, I'm telling you, it's work.
That's good advice. Well, if we're writing a book about songwriting, that'll be one of the secrets in there. Go to the washroom.
Okay.
Now,
that's great.
Let's turn back to the music, Karen, and then we're going to come back and talk about, pick up where we left off, basically. We may not get to the washroom again, but we'll... But let's talk about Nothing But Love now, the song we're going to play now. And I know Carolyn Dawn Johnson, a great Canadian artist and songwriter, is
yeah.
one of the writers on this. You want to talk about this one?
Absolutely, yeah. Carolyn Dawn Johnson co-wrote this with Tommy Polk. And this is when I was working with Tom on the record, on my first record. Mm-hmm. And he and Carolyn, they're great, great buddies. And Carolyn's just amazing. Like, it's funny because she actually used to work at one of the restaurants out in our area, and she actually grew up in, you know, right near where I lived.
Yep.
And Tom introduced me to her and got a song from her that she thought would go well. He kind of, you know, let her know my style of voice and what I was looking for, and he ended up getting a song from her that he thought might go well on that record. And I heard it and went, oh, my word, I love this song. This is so great. And then I was able to actually have, a bit of a relationship with Carol and a friendship with her, and she's just been wonderful ever since. And, you know, I'll shoot her the odd email and congrats when she had her baby and that sort of thing. And she's just so lovely, and she'll email me back, and just a really, really, sweet person. And I really value her in my life, and I'm excited that I was able to get one of her songs on my first record. And it's actually one of my very favorite songs to perform off of that record. I love performing it. It's more of the kind of upbeat and a bit of a dance kind of a feel, and people seem to really appreciate that and love that she wrote it as well. So
Yeah, I was reading just actually, it was either this morning or yesterday, that she has got a second baby on the way.
I know, isn't that great?
Which is amazing. So that's number two for her. Now, she's actually a guest that I'd like to have on the show. So if you've got any input whatsoever,
sure.
You know, whisper in her ear, because, yeah, definitely she's someone I want to contact and have on as well.
That would be great. I am. Yeah. I can for sure try and help out with that, and we'll see where she's at in her life and see if that's something that she would do. I'm sure that she would. I'm sure.
For
she
sure.
Would.
Okay, let's turn to that song now that we've talked about. A great one it is. This is Nothing But Love from Karen Lee Batten here on In the Country.
Don't need a doctor, don't need a nurse, even though my vision is getting blurred. It's probably something they can't explain, and I don't want them to tamper with it or make a change. Don't want to fix it with some kind of lens. I'm really digging this shape I'm in, 'cause I see nothing but love, nothing but love, and I kind of like the view.
That is Nothing But Love from her first CD called Every Moment. That is Karen Lee Batten. And that song written or co-written by a future guest of the show, Carolyn Don Johnson. And we'll add Tim Taylor to that list, and the lineup is growing quickly. I got to call you more often, or you got to call me more often.
Oh, my goodness. Aw, am I creating your schedule?
No, it's a good thing. Those are two people I'd love to talk to, so that's terrific. We got to. Yeah, it's awesome. 5 minutes left. Karen, I wanted to run a few questions from the fun question file here and
sure.
See your answers are always interesting and fun. Okay. First one, if the age you're at now, staying that way, but if you could go back to a decade in time, the 60s, the 70s, or the 80s, which decade would you go to sort of live out and why?
That's a hard one. It would have to be either the 60s or the 60s or the 70s. I would probably say the 70s.
Disco?
The music, though, in the 60s, I don't know. That's a real hard one. I'm thinking the clothing from the 70s and the music from the 60s.
You don't want anything to do with the disco from the 70s?
Pardon me?
You don't want anything to do with the disco music?
Yeah, I could do that. I might get a little tired of it after, 10 years. I might get a bit tired of it. But I definitely like the clothes,
Yeah, very cool.
My mom was pretty hot in the 70s, so I definitely like the clothes, but I think I'd rather the music from the 60s.
Very cool. Now, if you had to or chose to make an album in a genre other than country music, what genre would you choose to record?
I would cut a jazz blues record.
Okay. I know you've brought that up before, so that's obviously close to your heart, that kind of music.
Absolutely. Love it. Really, really love it. And it's just something that's just kind of fun for me to play around with that style. I really, really love country, but I really love jazz as well. I like singing, you know, the Frank Sinatra and kind of playing around with the Nora Jones stuff. But, you know, it's funny, anytime I sing that type of music, just for fun, I do incorporate country into it as well. So it kind of ends up feeling like more of a country jazz feel anyway. So
yeah, I was going to ask that next, if that could happen, if you could somehow blend jazz and country, and it sounds like there's a place there. And Nora Jones does that as well. She's covered some country songs and brought a jazz feel to it.
That's right. Yeah, I totally think that there is. I think that, you know, when I'm older, you know,
like
maybe
25?
Yeah, like 25, about that, yeah. When I'm older, I can totally see myself kind of relaxing into more of that style of music.
Right.
When I'm not, you know, when I'm 60 and I might not be going on the road so much, you know. I've absolutely thought about, you know, grabbing a pen and paper and just kind of relaxing and doing something more in that genre. I love when I come home, even from a country gig, I will throw on jazz music to just kind of wind down. I love it.
Now,
but
we had country legend Bill Anderson on about a month or so ago, and he talked about when in his spare time he listens to jazz music, and he's of course a big country star, so that's interesting.
Absolutely. You know what? The notation in jazz music is just so phenomenal to me. And, you know, the different chords that they choose, and then they just throw in like a fifth or a fourth or just some dissonance that you would never, you know, expect to hear. And then, boom, there it is, and it works. And you hear it resolve finally. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that you get in jazz than what you get in country music. And
right.
But yet you do hear a merge of them together every now and then. Even Bonnie Raitt, you know, she's got a lot of that kind of bluesy jazz sound to her as well, and I absolutely love that. I love the energy in country music, and that's really what has grabbed my heart in performing country music, because I really love the energy and I love the people around the country music industry. It's a real kind of a bit of a family feel, you know.
Cool. Well, we're glad that it caught your heart for our purposes, because we love to listen to you. We've got about a minute left. Got to wrap things up, Karen, but real pleasure to talk with you once again. Lots of fun, and wish you all the best with this single. I'll be looking forward to hearing it on the radio.
Thank you so much for putting it on, Dave, and thank you for having me, and for everybody who's listening. Thank you so much for listening, and maybe there'll be a fourth date here, you know?
That would be wonderful.
That would be great. Thanks again, Dave.
Look
really
forward to it. Thanks, Karen. Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much, hon.
My guest today has been country artist Karen Lee Batten. Be sure to request her latest single at your local country station. It is called Between Goodbye and Gone. I'm Dave Woods. That wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting.